Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton. And we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Today, we are going to be talking about affirmations and auto-suggestions and how they can be used, maybe some suggestions of affirmations and some best practices, because we got a question from one of our followers on Instagram that she asked, are affirmations and auto-suggestions the same? If different, then how are they to be used in the best way? And then should we stick to just one affirmation, or can we write out a bunch? Like, so we're going to dive into a bunch of these questions, and it's an interesting topic because they're very similar. They are, but there are some tiny nuances, but they're basically the same, but we're going to dive into that.
Yeah. We were talking a lot before the podcast and discussing what we thought the differences were, and it's kind of hard, but I think what we came to, or at least what I have came to in my head, is that affirmation is a type of auto-suggestion. Like, you can use affirmations to access auto-suggestion. Mm-hmm. So an affirmation is when you consciously affirm something, whether it's in a statement or a sentence about yourself or about the world. And then auto-suggestion is when that affirmation sinks down into your subconscious, or it's the process of that sinking down into your subconscious so that it becomes, for lack of a better term, part of your programming, part of who you are and who you're being. And I mean, I think this is really important for a lot of people. And I think it's also kind of difficult, honestly. Like, I think, especially for me, because I've done affirmations before, mm-hmm. but I think one of the hardest things to realize is when those affirmations actually start sinking in. And especially in the very beginning, you know, even if it's the first few weeks or few months, how do you know they're working? You know what I mean? And so, Kev, I know that you have more experience with affirmations than I do, because I know you use them more often, and I don't know if you tell your clients to, so maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not something that I specifically say, like, do this in my coaching, but if it comes up, I talk about it because it is powerful. And before I dive into sharing, like, my experience with it, I want you to read the definition of auto-suggestion so that we can make this distinction, if there is any to be had. Just so that we're clear, because that, you know, that was the question.
So do you want to read both definitions?
Well, you kind of touched on the affirmation definition.
Yeah.
You had that. It was just, again, affirming something, but.
So auto-suggestion is the hypnotic or subconscious adoption of an idea that one has originated oneself, either through repetition of verbal statements to oneself in order to change behavior. So that last part of the definition is kind of what I said about that's like affirmation. Like, you access the process of auto-suggestion through affirmations.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm glad you read that, because there's a couple of things I want to point out. Is first off that I think even the definition says, like, for example, right? Of, like, using, like, to affirm something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's
through one... repetition of a verbal statement.
Verbal. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, verbal statement. Yeah. Read the definition of the affirmation, because now I could see the tiny, tiny difference.
The action or process of affirming something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, they're basically the same, actually, because I was thinking about, like, in Think and Grow Rich, if you've ever read that book, my fellow listener, is Napoleon Hill. He has an entire chapter on auto-suggestion. And in that chapter, he talks about using what I call a vision statement. It's not an affirmation. It's a longer form, written out version of what you would love in your life. And it's more specific. So in Think and Grow Rich, he suggests or he instructs the reader to write out a statement, a full statement, like it's like a paragraph or two of what they want to achieve monetarily, and then what they're going to give to achieve that goal. So it's beyond an affirmation. That's just the one tiny little distinction I see, is like auto-suggestion can be where it's not just a sentence or two that you're affirming, but it is a goal, a dream, a vision that you would want to achieve in your life, so that you're impressing that into your subconscious mind too. So that's the tiny distinction I see. Although they're technically not a distinction, because we can argue saying that the entire vision statement in like a couple paragraphs is just an extended affirmation, right?
It's a long affirmation, I guess.
But whatever. Yeah. So yeah, the affirmation though, like at least the way I define it as a sentence or two of something that you want to affirm and impress into your subconscious mind. I'll give you an example of one affirmation I've been using for about a year now, is an affirmation I got from a book called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And it's one of my top 16 most transformational books I've ever read.
Why 16?
It's just the,
like a random number.
Well, because a lot of them I got from Mary's Brave Thinking Master's Library.
Okay.
And I list them as my favorite books because when I read them, they blew my mind.
Yeah.
Compared to other books I've read in personal development, like these were just top tier.
It's like that movie's in my top 53 of all time.
Basically. I mean, what books? Like, how could you choose? Like, I definitely do have a top 5 or 10.
Yeah.
I think The Big Leap would be in the top 10. I don't know about top 5, but anyway, in The Big Leap, he calls it a mantra, just, I guess, another definition. But it's an affirmation that I've been using for the last year, and it's worked wonders for me. And the affirmation is, I expand in abundance, success, and love every day as I inspire those around me to do the same. And after affirming this, like you said, like after, like, you know, a couple of days or weeks or even a couple of months, like if, like, you may not see the results of it, or like, how do you know it's working? The number one way you know it's working is by how you feel, first off. Like there will be a difference in your day based on how you feel, but that's also based on how well you did the affirmation in the morning or the night before or anything like that, because there's a very particular way to affirm things. Mm-hmm. And very simply put, to have your affirmation work best is to get in a relaxed state of being. Take deep breaths. Maybe even be sitting down or laying down so that your body's at rest and you're consciously telling yourself, like, I am at ease. I'm like, my body's at ease. And while you're taking those deep breaths before you actually use your affirmation. And the reason why is because when we are in the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest function of our body, our brain is more at ease and it starts to dip into the deeper states of consciousness, like going beyond just like, do you have to know that the exact titles of the vibrations, Chris? Like theta.
Oh,
and like
alpha. Yeah. I think alpha and beta are like the focused or like anxiety states. And then when you go deeper down into theta.
Okay.
But theta is kind of like a state you access through meditation.
Yeah.
Or like sitting. Yeah.
But I think
that's when your mind is like super suggestive, where things will sink down easier. Yes. Whereas most of us are operating in the higher brain states where we're always on alert. And so we might consciously be reading something or affirming something, but because we're in that state of like vigilance, our body's like, I'm not paying attention to this right now. Like there's a tiger somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like our mind goes off, and that's why affirmations don't work. I'm putting air quotes around that, because they work, but people just don't work with them in the right way. That's why it suggests that, or that's a big key is to getting into that relaxed state of being, so that when you do use affirmations, that they sink deep into your subconscious. So
I think for a lot of this stuff, I don't know what to call it, but we'll just stick with affirmations. Like someone will hear, oh, you know, affirmations, and they'll be like, ah, that stuff doesn't work. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, this is like hokey pokey stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. But all of this stuff, like I know maybe through Instagram or through, you know, Facebook or just through a lot of documentaries, maybe you've seen about all this stuff recently, it might seem like a very easy process where it's like, oh, you know, just like say a few things and then like, you know, your life will change. But there's like a lot of work that goes involved in this. Discipline. Not just, yeah, discipline. Even if you're starting from a baseline of like, you know, nothing, it's hard. But most of us are starting from a baseline of indoctrinated patterns that are not healthy, that we have to override. And so if you're doing this for like a week or like even a few months, Kev, you've been doing this affirmation for a year. You know what I mean? Even that's like, you know, people have been doing affirmations for longer probably, because
it's
not just something you do once or twice. It becomes a part of who you are.
Yeah.
And just like talking about a little bit about like the neuroscience of this too, right? It's like there's a law in neuroscience called Hebb's Law, H-E-B-B-S. And it basically states that neurons that fire together, wire together. So the more that you say something over and over again, especially from a relaxed state where your brain is in that neuroplastic state of like, it's able to change and mold.
Yeah.
You create those pathways in your brain of that affirmation. Mm. And then we know that these specific pathways in our brain release certain chemicals and certain hormones throughout our body, and it makes us feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. So it might not work the first time where it's like, you know, you might feel that little jolt of energy, but then you go throughout your day and you kind of come back to your baseline state. Mm-hmm. These affirmations that you do on a day-to-day basis over time increase your baseline to some place that you want to be, that you're affirming that you want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I want to say as a piggyback off of that. I want you to, okay, what'd you say?
I was like, jump on.
Well, one thing you said or before we even started recording, I want you to touch on about how auto-suggestion or affirmations, like we do them anyway, unconsciously.
Oh yeah.
So talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing. It's like, if you think about saying something over and over again, eventually it sinks down into your subconscious and it becomes a part of who you are. Think about all of the things that you say to yourself that aren't conscious. Like if you're a person who, for example, doesn't believe in themselves maybe, or you don't believe that you're enough, how many times have you said that over and over in your head or felt that over and over in your body to the point where you now actually believe that you're not enough? Mm-hmm. It's like we do a lot of these things unconsciously. And so our mentor, Mary Morrissey, she talks about people being unconscious competent, whereas like everyone is using this regardless of if it's for good or bad. Some people just use it for good and they don't realize they're using it for good. Like they have this belief in themselves that I'm going to make it. I can do this. I can do this. And over time that eventually sinks down and then they feel like they're a person that can do it. Mm-hmm. So the auto-suggestion, the affirmation part of it that you do in the morning, I feel like helps orient your mind so that the rest of the day you can be at a heightened awareness so that you can realize the patterns that you don't want to have anymore as well. Because it's not just about saying affirming the good. Yep. It's also about being aware of quote unquote the bad or the stuff that needs changing so that when that thought comes up, you can be like, no, I don't want to do that right now. I don't want to do that anymore. That's not me anymore.
Yep.
And then you could reaffirm your new statement.
Yep.
And over time that begins to rewire your brain, rewire the circuitry of your body. And you start to feel and literally become a different person.
Yeah, exactly. But it's challenging. Like you said, it takes discipline. And Wallace Wattles, who wrote a book called The Science of Getting Rich, speaks about how thinking truth in the presence of opposing circumstances is ultimately what we're doing with affirmations. We're telling ourselves the truth of what we want to experience that will change our outer reality eventually, but we're still faced with some of those facts in our life and or beliefs about ourselves. So he says doing that, thinking truth in the presence of opposing circumstances is the hardest work in the world. And it requires more effort than any other work that we're called upon to perform. So it's challenging. There's a price to pay for the outcome that you want. But what we were just talking about, it's like we do this anyway to produce results we don't want. So like it's time we start using this to actually produce the results we do want and become the version of ourselves we do want to be. So
And I see affirmations as being the perfect example of living inside out versus outside in.
Yeah.
Because so many of us, we wait for something to happen outside of us and then allow that to dictate the thoughts that we have about ourselves and about what we think we can do. Mm-hmm. Whereas affirmations, especially if you do them in the morning or like right before bed, you're like bubbling up inside of you what you want, putting it in your head. And then when you go out into the world with that thought, you change your projection, your perception about what you're seeing, mm-hmm. rather than letting what's outside of you dictate what's going on. You're the one that's dictating what to see.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's dive into some of these other questions to go a bit deeper. The other question was, should we stick to just one affirmation until it's programmed into our subconscious, or can we write out a list that feels like good, like connecting?
Yeah.
So say up to like a list of like a 10. Or different ones daily, or stick to the same 10 or for 21 days. Like, so there's a lot of different options. And then the final question is like, will you help out with some examples for auto suggestions or affirmations, which I got a few. But to answer that other question briefly is, I would recommend starting with one or maybe two, max three, if you've, especially if you've never really used affirmations before for a long period of time, and built a habit out of it. And the reason why is because there's a principle in physics that states that the system with the least diversity conducts the most energy. So for example, this principle in physics is, if you have a pipe that's bringing water from A to B, there's a certain amount of water pressure in that pipe. Now, if you split that same pipe, so it's the same size of pipe, but it splits off into three different pipes that are equal, the same size, the water pressure in each of those individual three pipes will be way less. So more energy flows through one system without diversity. That's why I recommend having one, two, maybe three max affirmations and not going for 10 or 20, because then they will have less power. And also, honestly, you're just way more likely to use affirmations for a longer period of time if you only have one or two or three that you're starting with to build the habit, because then it'll take less time and you will have more time in the time you set aside for affirmations to actually say your affirmations, like use them multiple times while you're sitting down and doing it. Like, for example, my affirmation practice is around, usually around 5 minutes a day. And so it's not long at all. But in those 5 minutes, I have about four affirmations that I say. And so I'll get through all four of those affirmations, probably like 5 to 10 times each. So it's powerful, and it generates the emotion of what it would be like, or what it is like, when those affirmations are true. So I'm patterning my mind and my body to respond as if all of that is already true.
Yeah.
So it's just way easier when there's one or two or three, or, you know, for me it's four, but again, though, I have four, maybe five, even now that I think about it. But the main ones are four, like four different affirmations. And I built up to that. Like, I remember, like, when I first started, cause I've done affirmations here and there in the past, but it's actually only been the last year and a half that I've really committed and have stuck to them. Like literally every day, and not every single day. It's not like I've kept the log. Like, there's been days or a couple of days in a row that I haven't done it, but I've always gotten back on track. And the beginning of that, building of that habit, I did start with just one affirmation. And it was that affirmation that I actually mentioned from The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, that I expand in abundance, success, and love every day as I inspire those around me to do the same. Simple, sweet, covers a lot. Gay Hendricks in that book calls it the ultimate success mantra.
Well, you know what's good about that one too? It's open-ended, and it allows space as well for like interpretation of how well it's working. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if you had an affirmation where it's like, I will never ever fail again. You know what I mean? It's like, that's like, it's not something that's like realistically attainable.
Yeah.
Like, when you say yours, it's, what was it again?
I expand in abundance, success, and love every day as I inspire those around me to do the same.
Yeah. So like, that affirmation is about expansion and growth. And in that terminology, there's a lot of different ways that you can interpret it consciously, and also how your body can interpret it.
Yeah.
So like, you might have a day where, you know, things don't go the greatest, but like, if you think, I don't know if anyone's ever seen like a stock chart before, like a stock could be going up and down, or, you know, the post that you made on your Instagram the other day about our listener count.
Yeah. The podcast.
It's like, it fluctuates, but the trajectory is up.
Yes.
So it allows you that space to be like, all right, you know, like I can have some losses and stuff in here, but overall I'm growing. Like, there's growth in this.
Yeah.
And so I think that's very important too, about choosing an affirmation.
Definitely.
What you want to pick. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of that, I'm going to transition and talk about like examples of affirmations and auto suggestions, because there's a couple and some nuances to it that I really want to point out. Because I've grown to use affirmations now that I've built this habit, to answer a specific limiting belief that I've held up until now, like, or rather up until way in the past, because I've repatterned a lot. And one particular one, for example, and I made up this affirmation myself, but it's because I had a pattern that I wanted to change. So as you listen to this, think about your own limiting patterns. Like maybe you procrastinate a lot. So you want to create an affirmation that is the opposite of that. Or maybe you're afraid of failing. You know, so you want to create an affirmation that's opposite of that. So there's specific ways that you could take a limiting belief or something you know that you want to work on, and then create an affirmation that is what I call the specific antidote to that limiting belief. So it's going directly to that point and dissolving it. So for me, I noticed it was a couple of years ago that I started to notice that I had a pattern of gaining attention by being upset or having a challenge or just kind of over dramatizing things, especially because I started a business 3 years ago and I never started a business before. And so a lot of patterns came up, like as I grew, I started to work on in growing the business. And one of them was that if things weren't going well, I would just get more in a despair or pity party. And so I noticed that I've had that pattern in differing degrees from childhood. And it came from childhood that I was looking for attention in unhealthy ways. And I started to really notice this as my business was growing, like things were going well, but like when there's dips, like I would kind of like fret about it. And then I would talk to you. I would talk to my girlfriend, Vivienne. Like I would talk to my parents, and just, it was more than venting. It was like actually looking for sympathy. And I didn't like it after a while of like noticing this. And so I decided, like once I had my affirmation practice, that I wanted to create an affirmation that would specifically dissolve that limiting belief or limiting pattern. And so the affirmation I've used, and I still use it to some degree to this day, is I receive love and attention in healthy and life-giving ways. And I also add on top of that, I am proud of the man that I am. So that one's very unique to me, but just notice how it takes a limiting belief I've had in the past and then just spins it to then how do I want to be? And that in particular, speaking of like evidence, like how do you know it's working? And we talked about before, it's like, I could tell the difference. Like when I'm talking with mom and dad, or I'm talking with you, or I'm talking with Vivienne about my work, especially when things aren't going well, is I have a very different perspective about it. Like there's still some disappointment, some kind of like, ugh, like, but I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just sharing out of a place of like, hey, this is what's going on. I'm struggling, but like, I know I can get out of this, but it still sucks. You know, it's a very different place that I was from like, oh my God, like poor me, you know, yeah. Which is I could feel the difference. I can notice the difference. I could tell the difference. So for that, for me, it's very direct of an example, or not an example, but a illustration that the affirmation is working. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, just circling back to the beginning of the podcast, like about how you know an affirmation is working, when your actions start to change.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wow.
And it's just automatic.
Yeah.
It's not something different now. Consciously think about like, okay, like I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
where it seeps down to being auto suggestion. Cause it actually
exactly
got your subconscious mind.
Exactly. And it becomes just part of you now.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing about affirmations, and just, it's hard to tell how long it's going to take for it to work for you.
Yeah.
Like no, like you're not going to get a coach and be like, oh, you do this for 6 months and it's going to change. Like it can change in a month. It can change in a year.
Dude, although I would say like it will change pretty quickly. It won't take just 6 months. If you're doing it right and you're doing it with diligence, like mm-hmm. you're disciplined about it, doing it every day or twice a day. Like
yeah,
you have to. But I really do want to mention that a habit is formed after 66 days. So 2.5 months.
I thought that like from a scientific perspective, like that range, that varies for person
yeah.
to person.
Oh yeah, definitely. It does.
Like, but like that's average. Like average. Okay.
Average.
Cause I heard 21 days and then I've also heard like 12 months.
Damn.
Well, yeah.
I guess it could be, I mean, I feel like there's so many variables.
Yeah.
But I think average of like, I think the study I'm referring to is like someone implementing a new lifestyle habit where it's actually like unconscious or like they just do it just like brushing their teeth. 21 days is the start. It's the beginning of forming that, but like where it's actually like embedded, where it's like just automatic, is 66 days.
And then knowing that number too, 21 and 66, let's say, it kind of gives you a little bit of a like leeway to like just experiment.
Yeah.
Like you can do something for 21 days in a row.
Yeah.
Like even if you hate it, just do it and then see how you feel after the 21 days. And if you don't want to do it anymore, just stop.
Yeah.
But like so many people don't even give themselves that amount of time.
Just try like, just, yeah.
People just become so impatient, myself included. Like I'm not saying that I'm like better. I'm just saying it's something I've noticed.
Nah, I got a little bit of a tone from you that you're better.
Just, I mean, there's been so many times that I've like got on like a workout wagon or a meditation wagon or like something and then fell off, you know?
Workout wagon. I like that.
It's a new machine at LA Fitness.
Nah, that's definitely at Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness, yeah.
They got workout wagons.
Because they took away the free lifting bench.
Yeah.
And replaced it with the workout wagon.
The workout wagon. Oh my God. Yeah, but I totally agree with you. It's like, yeah, it's, you have to experiment with it and no one's perfect, but just test it out, try it out. So do you have any other examples, like any affirmations you got? I know you said you don't use them much, but like any ones that you got in your mind?
I don't have any in my mind, but I've noticed, just going back to what I was saying at the beginning too, the unconscious auto-suggestions and affirmations that we say to ourselves on a daily basis that are negative, like those I notice. Because again, like you start your day and if you're like, you have an intention of becoming aware of what you think about and how you feel, you'll start to notice patterns. Mm-hmm. Like you'll start to notice patterns about what you think about yourself and how you feel about yourself. And so my advice would be start there. Cause like you said, you want to make an affirmation that, like fixes a belief or is an antidote for a belief that you have.
Yeah.
So that would be my advice for people who don't really know where to start or what affirmations to pick. Cause you want to have ones that are unique to you.
Like exactly.
You said, cause they're more powerful.
Yeah.
So take a couple of days and have the intention of being aware of how you think and how you feel, and then notice patterns of things that you want to change. And then start there with designing an affirmation that'll address that.
Exactly. And one, I'll give a resource though, if like someone wants to just do some research on like good affirmations, because you can come up with your own, but I found deep power in affirmations that have been studied to work. So a couple resources is, first off, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy is a phenomenal book about how to influence the subconscious mind. And he does give like a handful of affirmations, and you can even just go do a simple Google search, like, Dr. Joseph Murphy affirmations. I'm sure you'll find some, but that entire book is phenomenal. And in that book is where I've learned that technique of getting to a relaxed state of mind so that the affirmations actually sink down into the subconscious mind. So I definitely recommend that book. And then the other resource that I've used for affirmations is a book called You Can Heal Your Life by Louise Hay.
Louise Hay is the book.
She created Hay House Production or Publishing, the Hay House Publishing Company. Just phenomenal work. And so that book is very instrumental with the affirmations I use and how to use affirmations as well. And for example, one of the four that I use every day comes from Louise Hay's book. And the affirmation is, I am alive to the joys of living. I deserve and accept the very best in life. I love and approve of myself. So that's like one whole affirmation together. And it's very powerful for me. And then I'll share one other affirmation that I use that I'd highly recommend, especially if someone wants to increase in terms of their financial abundance, is an affirmation. And I got this from, where did I get this from? It might've been Dr. Joseph Murphy's book. Yeah, I think it is. I think I did get this from The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. So the affirmation is, God is the source of my supply. All of my financial and other needs are met at every moment of time and point of space. There is always a divine surplus. It's one of my favorite affirmations. And I've been using that for the last like 9-10 months. That has changed everything for me. It's amazing. Anyway, so those are just my suggestions. I got, you know, those resources to dive into. But I think we covered it all pretty well. Hopefully.
Yeah.
And one final thing before we end the episode is this question came in from a listener. So feel free to message us on Instagram. Our Instagrams are at Kevin F. Carton and at Chris J. Carton. So I know at the end of this podcast, like our outro says, I think Chris, yours is the same.
Mine's correct.
But yeah. Mine changed. It used to be Kevin Francis Carton, but now I just truncated my middle name. So it's Kevin F. Carton. So message us on Instagram if you have a question that you'd love for us to answer and make an episode about. And yeah, with that, we'll see y'all in another episode. And that's it for today. So thanks for tuning in. And we really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, just connect with us on Instagram. You could always DM us at Kevin Francis Carton
and at Chris J. Carton. And also, if you feel guided to, the one thing we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and leave us a review. This way we can reach more people and impact more lives with this amazing information. With that, we'll see you on the next episode.